another part to today's Achnasas Arachim. So in my countries, on my grandchild's Chachna that I put up on the Eager last year, I said a story that happened that's Megeh, the halacha of Achnasas Arachim. I had met a Yid that was a Lower East Sider, lived on the East Side all his life as a kid. And he was in a home near my house with my good friend Rabbi Shein. And he told me in Maisha Shaya, as I know the Holy Side, Maisha was like the father of the East Side. There were three Tzadikim, Yisaydei Eilam, Reb Maisha, the Kapishit and the Biyana, and they were very close together. And everybody respected all three of them. Reb Maisha was like the father of everybody. I think he used to say that himself. So one Shabbos, this fellow's parents were away for Shabbos. So Friday night he went to Davin MPJ. After davening, everybody goes over to give Reb Maisha good Shabbos. And Reb Maisha says, good Shabbos. And Reb Maisha says, where are you eating? Interestingly enough, they said, oh, Infant Rashiva was Mechalim. Both my parents are not here, so I'm going to eat alone at home. So Reb Moshe says, no, come to eat by my house. So he said to Reb Moshe, I'm a chassid, and I'm asked to make Kiddush. So it's like this. By the literature, both halachas are brought in Mishnah Berurah and in the Rav Shulchan Aruch. Either everybody makes Kiddush, the father and all the sons that are over by mitzvah, or the father is might see everybody. Both of them are ice galton la halacha. The mitzvah shehold, Reva Mahadis Melech, means that everyone should be yaitza with the father. And by us, by the season, we hold like the Pachach hold and the Chumas HaMashan and the Tila Ladab and a number of Asanim hold that each person should make Kiddush themselves, and they teach Berayv Hamadas Melech means Berayv Shiras V'Sishpacha Yisla HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Hadras Melech. Unlike Megillah, where it says Beferish that one person should make for everybody. Okay. So he told the Moshe that he makes Kiddush, he doesn't want to, he's like embarrassed that Moshe makes it, and he'll make it. So the Moshe says, in verse, he says, do us nachi kiddush, and nechmit the rabbitsin, and nami kavana, yartzit to zayn. Tell us. So one might think it was an anav dikit thing, because of Moshe Midas, but that can't be, because you're not an anav on the cheshman of halacha, if you hold the halacha is not like that. But that's anyway not true, because one can hold one way, and recognize that others hold the halacha different way. That's the normal, healthy way of being an Alephiyid. So, the person who wrote my kuntis, Rabbi Margolis, Yankel Margolis, told me that it's a little he was mafiz ala neither. If I am Moshe, you have to keep your minig with shot. So I told him it's 100% not true. First of all, he goofed that with Moshe, allowed him to do that, so to say, and was happy to go his way. Is a riot that that's not true. And Satan's another thing. In Masoret Moshe, Rabbi Mordechai says that there was a Maisa in the beginning of MTJ, that there was a Sif Shabbat HaVagim there, and he went over to Mincha and he put on a gatel. So after Mincha, it seems there were some hotheads all over, so someone went over to Reb Moshe and said, Reb Moshe, the Rosh Hashiva should put him in prayer, face to raise a gatel, and Rosh Hashiva doesn't wear a gatel. So Reb Moshe said, what? There's a Tosfos in Brachos that in case someone shows he's more frum in front of his Rebbe, that he's the male in prayer, Rosh Hashiva should put him in prayer. So Reb Moshe said, wait a minute. First of all, he said, I know this bracha, and he's my Talmud, and he respects me very much, and I respect him. And Satan's Mi Yema, that just because he put in a gospel, that makes him more from me. He has this minig. I have a different minig. So he did light his minig, and it wasn't connected to halacha because it doesn't say in Shulchan Aruch that you can't wear a katul davening for davening in the shul that's Ashkenaz. That I think is a beautiful story. As you might know, while we're on the subject, Rav Moshe Shram from Chassidim, and the history is brought down in also in the biography that Rabbi Mordechai Zeinikel writes, I think, in the eighth Chelik of Eges Moshe. Where he was, he had a Zayda or an Alta Zayda that was Iliyasim, like all the Feinsteins, and he was a Chassid Shibachi, he was a Kaidin of a Chassid, and Gansin Knack, and he wore the Chassid Shilavosh, like Kaidin of a Chassid. And Ramesh's Rebbetzin's family wanted him for an Eidim. 14 years old, they got engaged, but it was Al Tanai that he goes to learn the Lajin for 4 years. Well, that did it, right? But Ramesh respected his background in Chassidim. First of all, Chassidim respected him very much. Many Chassidim were shalates by him and went to Halacha by him. And he also, out of covet for his Zaydis, used to visit the Kohen of a Rebbe in the Bronx. It was Alta Galtziani, my father told me. He was a Schneerson Twersky. Schneerson's a great head, big head, and so are the Twerskys. Yitzhak was a big gun. And they were very close. He used to visit him, Chalamoid, as Kloid Rabbi for his Zaydis. And in return, the Kodnevev used to send him Erev Pesach to Kamachis to Lower East Side for a Moshe special. Another Meister, I had met a Yid by the name of Kahana, Yerushalayim Yid, that was an American Nebuch for doctors, lived in Leesburg. Now I believe it is Muncie and Elter Yid. And while he was in America, he used to go from Williamsburg to the east side over the bridge to learn Baruch Moshe. And he told me, Maisa Shahaya, everybody remembers, I remember all the years, Baruch Moshe, Baruch David. After Shachris, Baruch Moshe and Baruch David would teach, I think, Sli Mishnayas, and then they'd read Lachayim. Where did this movie come from? So Rav Moshe explained that Rav Moshe's yeshiva was a shul before he came there, and he didn't make away with any of the minhagim. Kedur Rav Moshe didn't make away with the minhagim, even if it wasn't his, and he didn't change any of the minhagim of the shul, and though he did not daven Ashkenaz or Gra, he had his own nusach, like Kedarka Bakar, he was his own person in everything in Halacha. So he kept the yeshiva, the Deisha Dham that way, and etc. So once a Yid came into MTJ after davening, he saw Mishnayis, Chaim, said, "Remember to Rav Moshe?" He said, "Oh, Rav Moshe's gone from Chassidim, that's why he allows this drinking." Rav Moshe got. Rav Moshe told the guy, "Listen to me, Rav Yid. A Yid, let's say, has your type and gives a Chaim. It's bigger than all the Kaddishim and everything else. A Yid Nach and Davinin, some Ken drinking up a Slovatka, and they're kicking the hearts, especially in those areas in White Russia, it was like below zero on a regular basis, and to have a little drink after davening, to warm up the heart, this is bigger than anything else, because it's Machaya Yidin." Very beautiful. Have a good night.